happy birthday to Kevin Hart, July 6th, baby. I love Kevin Hart. I hope he hears this.
Even if he's always having Dwayne The Rock Johnson make fun of him.
Rom-com or spine tingler, laugh riot or tear jerker, they're all fodder for the Cube critics.
Whitney is a new documentary about Whitney Houston.
Oh, I thought it was about the museum. Okay, right. Yeah.
Whitney Houston was not one of my favorite singers when I was growing up. I've liked a couple of her songs. Mm-hmm. It does not matter. This is an incredible documentary. Kevin MacDonald is the man who made it. He made a great documentary called Touching the Void, which was about a mountain climbing trip that went disastrously wrong.
Harrowing.
One of my favorite of all times. He's a great filmmaker. He sits down with members of the Houston family, close friends, people who've been with Whitney at different times in her career, and you just follow chronologically how a little girl from Newark becomes a superstar, and then what happens that led her to be found dead, face down, in a tub at age 48, with almost impoverished, after having made possibly hundreds of millions of dollars. And it is not just a behind the scenes, one of those VH1 movies. It is incredibly moving. I found myself crying at points.
Oh, wow.
And this is not a woman who meant that much to me. She's just a superstar around. You'd see her, and that was about it. And I became really engrossed in her life. It's about race. It's about drugs. It's about childhood trauma. It's about how horrible it is to be part of the machinery of the entertainment industry, and I cannot recommend it enough.
I want to see it.
Great movie, Whitney.
Okay. If you want something a little lighter,
Everything's a little lighter than Whitney.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, I'm dying to see
come
it.
Out. And this is kind of a sequel coming out of all those questions about where was Ant-Man during the last Avengers movie.
It's true.
It turns out that
I was missing him.
He was under house arrest for his misadventures during the Captain America Civil War story.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's 2 days from getting out when he has a weird dream about Janet Van Dyne, the wife of Dr. Hank Pym, the inventor of the suit, which allows him to shrink or expand. And so we have Paul Rudd playing Ant-Man. He ends up meeting up again with the team who hate him because of some things that have happened before. And it becomes this huge chase movie. And there's at least 4 storylines going. There's crooks, there's government people. The thing is, it actually doesn't matter because they do it so well. It's just you're at such a incredible pace that you end up just sitting back and enjoying the wonderful special effects as people shrink and expand and dive under cars and houses or shrink so you can pick them up and run away with them. It's just ridiculous. And also it has the best setup for a sequel I think I've ever seen at the end of a comic book
movie. Are you kidding me?
No.
All right.
I mean,
all right. I've been dying to go, and now I really, really want to go. I can't wait to see that.